So when someone criticizes us, what do you say to them? Say, look at these athletes. See how great they are? Well, they're not eating all this health food, so obviously it's not that important. What is your response to that?
Corey, you've just opened up a whole ball of wax here. This is a very controversial topic. I mean, there's certain accusations that the athletes, I mean, you had mentioned the ones with the gold medals. There are a lot of athletes today who have, by no choice, have to take prohibited substances. And this is not anything condoning, like I mean, for athletes out there. But it's my duty that when an athlete, for example, I'll use personally, playing as a linebacker for United States High, what we call college, they're told either you take this or you don't compete on the football field. So number one, we have to tell the athletes, you could take substances and you can have your peak performance in. But Corey, I have followed hockey. I've trained a lot of hockey players. And in the old days, hockey players didn't have as much osteoporosis. So they didn't rupture certain muscles. They didn't have that long time to recover. I wasn't in the practice, but I've heard that these athletes were able to last a long time. The average time for an athlete, NFL, football player, some maybe 4 years, maximum maybe 7 years. In hockey, we don't see the old Gordie Howes anymore where they're over 30 years. I mean, there were injuries, but their recovery and their speed that they have maybe slowed down, but they were able to still function. And I find now because of all the substances that's prohibited, a lot of the people, the junk foods, there's more arthritis. There's more athletes that we pay high amounts of money, but they're injured. Most of them are on injured reserve. Most of them take a long time to come back. So if they had a proper nutrition, if they had somebody to help to teach them what they have to prevent and to exercise and what the daily routine of diet, exercise, massage or physio to get that muscle, to get that ligament, to get that joint in peak shape, I don't think that we would be debating, like, I mean, why do we have to take certain day, the S word, you know, why do athletes who perform take it? And then after that, they balloon up, and then after they stop, I've seen more impotence, I've seen more males with aggression, and you could actually see, and you could just tell by, you know, their language, their physical language, the body exudes from their bodies, and the way they speak, you know that something's wrong. So this is a very, like I mentioned, a very controversial topic that if athletes were to just follow proper eating habits, and they were able to...